Welcome to the podcast service of Sydney's FM 103.2, available on the web at fm1032.com.au.
Okay, what's it like growing up in the shadow of somebody as famous as Johnny Cash? Well, his sister, Joanne, is on the line now from Nashville, where the Gospel Music Association convention is being held. She is a singer and songwriter in her own right. Joanne, it's great to have you on Open House. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. It's good to be able to talk to someone so far away, yet so near. So I appreciate you calling me.
Yeah, it's so great to talk to you. How do you escape the tag of being Johnny Cash's sister? must have followed you around all your life.
It's a daily thing because I grew up with Johnny. He's always been my brother, always will be throughout eternity. Johnny was a very down-to-earth, typical young boy growing up on a farm with us in Arkansas. And growing up with Johnny, it was like growing up with your brother or your sister. It was just, he's just my brother. I heard my niece Roseanne said after Johnny's passing that I can live in a world without Johnny Cash, but I miss my father. And I say the same thing. I can live in a world without Johnny Cash, but I miss my brother.
Yeah.
Johnny and I were always very close. As a matter of fact, we were a very close-knit family. Did a lot of things together. We worked hard together on a farm growing up in Arkansas, and we prayed and played and sang and did everything together. It was a very normal thing for me to grow up with Johnny.
Yeah, many people will know the film Walk the Line. Was it a fair portrayal of both Johnny and also your family as a whole?
Yes, if you understand what that movie was, it was only their love story from the time they met in the mid-50s till Johnny asked June to marry him in 1968. That was just their love story. It was not Johnny's life story, of course. It would take several movies to portray his life and our life. The part that was portrayed about our early life on the cotton farm was very accurate when my brother Jack got hurt so terribly bad on the saw and then later on passed away. That was portrayed just like it happened, and it was like we relived it again. It was hard for us to watch, yet it was so true.
Yeah. So things were pretty tough in the Cash family household from what I can piece together. Your dad really worked hard to eke out a pretty meager living.
Yes. Daddy was from what we call in the U.S., from the what we call the old school.
Yeah.
He was from way back when people had to literally dig life out of the dirt, work so very hard to be able to earn a living and support your family. And at that time, Daddy didn't understand how Johnny's singing could make him a living, because all Daddy had ever known was very, very hard work, labor. And, of course, later on, he realized that it was the calling that Johnny was supposed to do, so everything did work out great. But on the farm, it was as hard as it looked like it was in the movie. You know what? We always had love. We always had closeness with each other. And we always had the Lord, and the Lord kept us together.
Now, it's been in the news recently that you had the terrible fire that destroyed Johnny and June's old home.
It was a week ago this Tuesday. It was a terrible thing, actually. My brother Tommy and I stood in front of the house and watched it burn to the ground. And I was telling my husband tonight, it was almost like Johnny died again. That's not a real good way to express it, but it's about the only way I know how.
Because of all the memories that were wrapped up in the place. And
I felt, you know, because from 1968 to 2003, that was home for Johnny and home for, you know, we did a lot of family things there, hundreds of family things. All of a sudden, it's all gone. You know, when you can see something, you've got something you can look at, it's almost like it's still there. But when the fire happened and it was so totally destroyed, we were just full of grief all over again. But you know what? My mother always said there's a silver lining behind every cloud. And what has happened now is that Barry Gibb, who had bought the property and the house, is going to have all that cleaned out and make a memorial area for Johnny and June in that spot and build his house up on the hill. I think that's he didn't have to do that.
No.
I think that's very honorable.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That he's going to do that.
Yeah, that's
and
a that's
really
a wonderful
brought peace to our family.
Yeah, wonderful turnaround. We're talking to Joanne Cash, sister of the well-known Johnny Cash, but she's a woman in her own right. It's very interesting, Joanne, just a little bit of research that I've done on your life, that to some degree you and Johnny went through a bit of a similar pattern as far as your life story is concerned. I mean, he was involved in music, and then he did slip into drugs and all sorts of abuse in that regard. Later on, refound his faith. To some degree, your story is similar to that, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We were just in different backgrounds at the time. I think that Johnny never really ever got over Jack's death. You don't get over that kind of thing.
We must explain that to folks who don't know, because Jack, your brother, was actually operating like a bandsaw, was it?
He was cutting some fence posts with one of those round electric saws, and for some reason the saw didn't have a guard on it, and he fell in the saw. And it was a horrible accident, and 8 days later he did pass away. But anyway, as Johnny grew up and went into different areas of his life, and I did the same, and I went into a marriage that didn't last. I was living in Houston, Texas, and Johnny was up and down with his drug problems, and he called me on the phone one day and said, just put your things in a moving van and just come home from Houston to Nashville. And I came home to my family, and Johnny was there and helped me, and I began to work in his office, and we kind of helped each other. He was trying to get off the drugs, and so was I. I found the Lord in 1970, and Johnny saw the change that it had in me, how the Lord had set me free, literally, of the drugs and all the mess I was in, and changed my life. I mean, it just really, he really changed my life.
Mm.
And I've been free ever since.
Wow.
That was 1970. Johnny watched me for 2 or 3 weeks, and then he came to me one day and he said, baby, you really got it, didn't you? I said, yes, and I'm praying for you. And then in 1972, Johnny came to the same church that I was at in Nashville and rededicated his life to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody has their ups and downs and problems here and there. I don't know of anybody that's perfect, mm-hmm. but I know Johnny's heart was right with the Lord, and I know mine is. Can't even tell you in so many words what a wonderful spiritual Christian man Johnny was.
Yeah.
And we had some wonderful times together in reading the Bible and praying and just talking about the things of God and talking about heaven.
Yeah.
You know, we all go through things in our life, ups and downs and all kinds of problems, and we lean on the Lord for all of our answers, and that's where the answer is.
Yeah, absolutely. Tool, tell me about this this church that you and your husband run now. It's called the Nashville Cowboy Church. How is a cowboy church different to an average church?
We found the Lord, like I said, in 1970 in a church here in Nashville. It was pastored at that time by Jimmy Snow, Hank Snow's son. We sang on the Grand Ole Opry stage for 5 years on a gospel program from 1970 to 1975, and then the Lord called us out into full-time on-the-road ministry, where we ministered to all 50 states and 30-something countries. And then in 1990, we felt the calling of the Lord to come back home to Nashville, and my husband told me that the Lord had showed him that we were to start a church in Nashville. Now, you have to understand, my husband is 150% cowboy. He was raised on a ranch in West Texas, and I believe the Lord put together this ministry just to fit him and to fit me, because we call it Nashville Cowboy Church. Number one, you've never really met a bad cowboy. Everybody loves cowboys. It's a come as you are. You can come as a tourist, and you can come in your casual clothes. And it's a very real church. It's a very wonderful church. We have an 8-piece live band on Sunday morning. And we started with 6 people in 1990. And we run 400 to 600 on Sunday morning now.
Right.
With tourists and visitors from all over the world. And I would say half of the people that are there every Sunday morning are new people that are tourists that come through Nashville to visit our city. But there's a lot of regulars, too, a lot of musicians and artists and singers that live here. And so we'll have two or three singers, and I sing every Sunday morning. We're on the radio, and we're on all over the world, on shortwave and on XM satellite. Also on NashvilleCowboyChurch.com.
Well, that's fascinating.
You can hear our program.
You have a rodeo after each Sunday service as well?
No, but we do have an altar call. My husband gives an altar call, and we see anywhere from 30 to 100 or so people stand to accept Christ.
Every week?
Every week, yes.
Wow.
And it's a very wonderful, very busy, very alive church.
We're talking to Joanne Cash on Open House tonight. We'll podcast this via the openhouse.net.au. You're a singer in your own right, Joanne, and you've just released a brand new gospel album as well. And we were talking to you with your connections with the Gospel Music Association convention, which is on at the moment too. And you actually have featured Johnny in your album as well.
Yes, these are 15 songs that we have chosen. Each song has a very special meaning to me. There's three songs that my husband wrote. One is called Glory, Glory, and it's about Jack, my brother Jack we talked about, and his accident and his going to heaven. Then there's one called Cotton, Popcorn, Peanuts, and Jesus that my husband wrote, and that's what we were raised on a farm in Arkansas. Mm. And then I have three songs that Johnny chose and recorded with me. The last two were Let the Lord Lights Be Burning and Softly and Tenderly that we recorded with him in his own recording studio called Cash Cabin right across from his home. It was so sweet that day when Johnny came in to record with me, and those two songs mean so much to me.
Yeah. Now, when did you record those ones? What year?
About a year before he passed,
I guess
it was 2002, somewhere along there.
Okay.
Another one on there that he wrote and recorded with me is called When He Comes, that he wrote in Jerusalem a few years ago. Mm. And it's becoming one of the most played songs that I have with Johnny. They're very precious to me, of course, now, especially since he's passed away.
Yeah. What's the name of the album again, Joanne?
Joanne Cash Gospel.
Joanne Cash Gospel.
My website is joannecash.com.
joannecash.com. Joanne, fascinating to talk to you, and thanks for taking the time out to join us on Open House tonight. It's great to hear your story with Johnny, and also your story alone, and also the story of the Nashville Cowboy Church. That sounds absolutely fascinating, and I'd love to come and visit one day. I think that would be really interesting.
You'll really enjoy it.
I'm sure I would, absolutely. Thanks for joining us again on Open House tonight.
Thank you very much for calling me, and the Lord bless.
Yeah, you too. That's Joanne Cash, sister of Johnny, and a singer and songwriter in her own right. And again, joannecash.com if you'd like to know a little bit more.
We hope you enjoyed this FM 103.2 podcast. To listen to more great audio, visit fm1032.com.au.